Saints, as you know, I have placed your take-home reading in the bulletin. So it's there. I have placed one Bible passage and one number of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. So you can read it at home, and you can share with family. If all of family is here, no harm, share with them. If they're in other places, as you talk with them, you can share with them as well. And if you have enemies, there would be no harm to share with them. They like it. And you know, when we get to heaven, I will be checking with you. So read, share with family and friends, even with enemies. Amen?
Amen.
As you know, this is Holy Family Sunday. And growing up, I used to hear a song sung in my native tongue. Ebi Joseph Jesu Dao, Ebi Jesu Dao. Ebi Joseph Jesu Dao, Ebi Jesu Dao. Ebi, 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 Jesu Dao. Ebi, 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 Jesu Dao. Did anyone get the gift of the interpretation of tongues to translate what I sang? Let me interpret it. Good Joseph, good Joseph, good father of Jesus, good Joseph, father of Jesus, good father of Jesus, good, good, good spouse, good, good, good father, good, good, good spouse, good, good, good Father. It's a song sung in honor of Saint Joseph, the father of Jesus, the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The image we have been given is that Saint Joseph was a caring father to Jesus. He was a loving spouse to the Blessed Virgin Mary. We see that in Matthew 2:19, when he found out that the little baby Jesus was coming, he said, uh-oh, this is something strange. But I respect her, I love her, I am not going to put her into disgrace. So he planned something that he was to do secretly so that he wouldn't put her into disgrace. The Bible also tells us Saint Joseph was a righteous man. Those are the words that are used. He was a righteous man. Matthew 2:19. Now, St. Joseph couldn't have been a righteous man if he wasn't a man of prayer. He prayed. He was obedient to God. Things happened. He had plans. But when God told him, Joseph, take the child and the mother and run, he had to go, taking mom and child so that he would protect them to Egypt. Joseph, this is what God's plan is for you, even though you had other plans. Joseph, without complaint, said, yes, if this is God's plan, I will follow it. So Joseph was a man of obedience. He was a man of prayer. He listened to God constantly what God had for him in his life, what God's plan was for him. He was a man of deep prayer and attentiveness to God. So, today I want to encourage all men here and all who are privileged to be husbands here to lead their families like Joseph led the Holy Family of Nazareth. He led that family in prayer. I am asking all men to take their role as prayer leaders in their families, all husbands. I'm also asking if you are a single mom, you play both roles. So lead your children in family, in prayer. If you are a single dad, you play both roles, mom and dad at once. Lead your family in prayer. Let this practice of prayer together as family begin when young men and women are in courtship, when they are dating one another and preparing for marriage. And if God blesses a couple with children, let the children know the rhythm of prayer from when they were in the body of their mothers. Many years ago, I went to a family and I met Patrick. He was 2 years old, hardly able to talk at that time. And when it was 12 noon, mother said, "Patrick, lead us in the Angelus." "So by, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the angel of the Lord declared unto Mary." So I asked his mom, I said, "How come he's just 2 years old and he can rattle the Angelus?" Mom told me he has been praying this since he was in the womb. She prayed the prayer, so the little boy had learned it from the womb, and now 2 years he is beginning to talk. Patrick was able to lead in the Angelus. The dad, too, was praying. So family prayer has many benefits, which I can't exhaust in a brief homily. But let's remember that family prayer promotes love of God and love of neighbor in the home. Family prayer fosters reconciliation with estranged family members. Families are not perfect. We learn how to be the best human beings when we are in family. When somebody hurts the other in family, prayer together brings us together. And so, well, we have to reconcile. That's where we learn love of God and neighbor. We learn reconciliation in family. If we're not praying, we can't learn that lesson. Family prayer encourages unity and peace. After all, Jesus tells us that where two or three are gathered in his name, he is in their midst. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 and 20. That's what the Bible tells us. Two or three are praying, Jesus in their midst. So it's a great thing if family is together to pray together. And not say, "You can pray with the kids, honey. I am watching television." When I say family prayer, I am including Bible reading as part of it. I'm including lives of the saints. Can we read that at home so we know how the saints lived? Certainly. What about the family rosary? Yes. What about the chaplet of divine mercy? It takes only 5 minutes to go through that. It's not too bad, not too long. It won't bore you to death. 5 minutes. Now we can't pray the rosary because it's too boring. It's 15 minutes. If you can pray the 5 decades, you can pray 1 decade as a family daily. It's not too bad to prepare for heaven. It includes the sacraments, so that a man who is married, a dead and a spouse, can tell his wife, "Honey, I am going to confession." "Oh, okay. I'd like to go too." Go close to each other. Do not make it always a secret. And stay for 7 years, 10 years without going to confession. Your soul will stink. If families don't have time daily to pray together, they can't have any excuse if they don't pray together once a week. No excuse. So we don't have time, we have to carry this to the ball game and do the other thing and do something else. So we do not have time every day. What about once a week at least to pray in the home, to pray in your house? Make it a family of prayer. You all remember the saying, the family that prays together is a great saying. It's also true that the family that does not pray together can easily be divided, can easily be split. By Satan. You all know likely that in the United States, 1 out of every 2 families, 2 marriages break, end in divorce. In the United States, 1 out of every 2,000 families that pray together end in divorce. If you are a family, you can choose where you want to belong to. 1 out of the 2 that hardly ever pray together, or 1 out of the 2,000 that pray together. You have to make your choice. A strand or a string of rope stays on its own, but when it is together with other strands or strings, it is impossible to break. Such is the power of prayer together in the family. So I like us to have a little illustration of what family prayer, united family prayer, does. It is very powerful, and we need to try to pray as family together so that God's grace will surround us. God's grace will surround us. We need that grace in every family. As you can see, this is one paper, just one, as you can see. It represents the family, but also just one individual in the family. And when Satan wants to break a family, if people are just by themselves, you to your own, you to your own, Satan would be very easy, would find it very easy to break that family. So let's try to see if we can sever this paper. very easy. Amen?
Amen.
This is a number of papers put together, as you can see. And let's see, as this represents all the members of a family, let's see if we can sever this paper, put it apart, or cut it into pieces very easily. Impossible. The grace of God is stronger than Satan. And so when families are united before God, who is all-powerful and all-loving and all-kind, Satan cannot enter into that family and break it. Many years ago, Blessed Teresa of Calcutta was working around the United States, and reporters asked her, they said, "What do you advise politicians to do in this country?" She said, "I wasn't a politician any time." They said, "Well, tell us what you will tell politicians." She said, "Let all the politicians in the United States pray 10 minutes every day. Your country will change." She said, Blessed Teresa of Calcutta. I am saying if every family in the United States were to pray 10 minutes every day, or 10 minutes every day, if they don't have a house and they always are going in the car, they can pray in the car together. 10 minutes every day. The United States will change. All this violence and all this hatred and all this meanness will be gone. Church, don't you think so? Say amen to that.
Amen.
Let all families pray together.